The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Plainville with Christel. Oor die groot story van die dag. En vandag se groot story is natuurlik die Zuma Ramaphosa uitspraak. En wat nou gaan gebeur? Ek is net confused. So vat ons bietjie terug. How are you in a position to sue someone that's the president of a country, but you have 783 pending forward charges there on your head?
Yeah, and it is a good time to step back. So it's because it's not even suing. So to contextualize, what former President Zuma wants to do is a private prosecution of President Cyril Ramaphosa. This links to the private prosecution he has brought against state prosecutor Billy Downer and journalist Karen Moore.
Yes.
And what Zuma alleges is that Billy Downer allegedly revealed confidential medical information to Karen Moore, and based on that he is prosecuting them. Now, there's a very important point right there. To embark on a private prosecution, the state has to issue a certificate that states that they will not be proceeding with any steps against this person in this case.
Yeah.
So the state did issue that certificate relating to Billy Downer and Karen Moore, saying they see no basis for prosecuting this and that they will not be proceeding. They did not issue such a certificate with President Ramaphosa's name on.
Got you.
Because he's not the one who is alleged to have done this. What former President Zuma is saying, he alleges that essentially that President Ramaphosa did not force his ministers to act in protecting his confidential information that he alleges was leaked. His legal team argue that because he's named in the docket and not on the actual certificate, because his name appears in a docket, based on that, they believe they can prosecute him privately.
And it got thrown out today.
So not thrown out as such. So former president, current president, I get confused with all which president we're on, but current President Ramaphosa got an interdict that essentially says until the private prosecution matter against Advocate Downer and Karen Moore is concluded, only then can he come back to this.
Okay.
And proceed. It was a stretch to start with, but
listening to this and going, this is never going to work.
Yeah.
So, but perhaps to note, so if you proceed with a private prosecution,
yeah,
the burden of proof that usually would lie with the state shifts to you. And if it's a criminal matter, so they're alleging, former President Zuma's team is saying that his rights were damaged, there's a criminal component here, then it's beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
I heard today that the Jacob Zuma's Foundation was saying in certain courts it's a balance of probability.
Nah.
But this becomes a private prosecution of a criminal charge. You have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that this happened. Logic tells me if you were going to argue that the president didn't do his job and didn't protect you, you would first have to go to for example, the Minister of Justice and prove that he didn't do his job.
Yeah.
And then link it to the president and then proceed to a private prosecution. But you would first have to prove your base case, which is that information was leaked according to you.
Weet jy wat is vir my net bietjie fishy? Is weer eens die tydsberekening hiervan.
Dis presies, ja.
Die president se aandag is tans so gefokus op die elektrisiteitskrisis of ramptoestand eintlik waar ons nou in is. Sy aandag is so daar gefokus dat hy nie eers Davos is toe vir die Wêreldekonomiese Forum beraad of wat ook al dit daar gebeur nie.
Ja.
So om hierdie nou gebruik om sy aandag nou daarvan ook af te trek. The timing, it's just to me a little bit of a tactic.
I can tell you for free, Cyril Ramaphosa hasn't given this one iota of thought.
I hope not.
In the last month. Hasn't even crossed his mind. It's such nonsense that, you know, you can just forget about it and focus on the, if anyone is focused on anything at the moment.
So dis in lyn met hoe hy gereageer, maar jy's raar, you're onto something with the timing thing. Want these documents were served on President Ramaphosa literally the night before the first, what turned out to be the first leg of the ANC's elective conference.
Yeah, this is all politics.
So it's exactly that. And remember, the ANC has a policy that if you are charged criminally, you have to step aside if it's a serious matter. This is not a criminal charge.
But they're going to pretend it's a criminal charge.
Nee, so die ANC het gesê dit is nie. Dis 'n privaat vervolgingsding.
No, but I mean, not...
Daar is nog soveel prosesse en. Maar dis nie 'n kriminele klagte.
Ach, ek so moeg politiek.
Maar ek voel ook net, they're coming from all angles for this bra. They came from him, for him with the freaking pala-pala. They get, like, just let him focus, guys. That's just let him focus. Just let him fix the things.
But can I throw one spanner in the work there?
No.
If you find yourself swimming in shark-infested waters, surrounded by sharks, is there a possibility that you in fact are a shark?
Or that one or more of them is going to bite you.
Yeah, exactly that. So, it's a sign of a healthy democracy when one president is suing another president in court. That means your country is on the up and up. That's a good sign. If you look around the world historically, that means everything's going really well.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.